The rapid advance of Northern Alliance troops has overshadowed what aid officials say is a looming famine in Afghanistan. The United Nations hopes a new aid route from Uzbekistan will help ease the crisis. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the border between Uzbekistan and Afghanistan.
Trucks loaded high with food, blankets, and medicine have been arriving in Termez for weeks. This Uzbek river port is the operational base for what the UN says is a desperate effort to head off famine in Afghanistan. Today, a barge carrying 55 tons of flour, winter clothing, and blankets left for Afghanistan's side of the Abu Darya River. It sailed 11 miles to the Afghan port of Heritage, where the UN will keep the supplies in a warehouse for later distribution. Reports from Heritage say jubilant Afghans lined up to greet the barge as it arrived. Andrew Natsios heads the U.S. Agency for International Development. Natsios says the situation in northern Afghanistan is critical.
The emergency before was basically war. The emergency now is famine. It's different. It's caused by a drought. That's in the north. The mountain areas of Afghanistan get between 18 and 30 feet of snow in the wintertime, and it goes down to 40 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. So if we don't get the food in by the end of December, there's going to be a problem in January, February, and March. People will die.
Natsios came to Termez on a fact-finding mission to countries bordering Afghanistan. He says the sheer numbers of those at risk are staggering.
12 million people are affected by the drought and the displacement of population. Of that, 5 to 7 million are severely affected and need assistance. 1.5 million are on the edge of dying.
While the barge deliveries to Afghanistan are important, low water levels on the Afghan side of the river mean aid must be hoisted up to the shore by hand. The United Nations and the U.S. government are pressing Uzbekistan to open its lone road bridge to Afghanistan. Natsios says this would greatly improve the efficiency of aid deliveries.
The infrastructure on the bridge is important to us in speeding the delivery of food. Would this bridge help? Yes, it would.
But the Uzbek government so far refuses to open the bridge, even though the Taliban have left the Afghan side. Uzbekistan's secretive leadership is extremely sensitive to security issues. The frontier area is highly militarized, with soldiers dug into trenches along barbed wire fences facing Afghanistan. And while UN officials publicly say ties with the Uzbek government are good, privately they often express exasperation with the country's notorious bureaucracy. UN officials say at one point, the Uzbek government even attempted to tax aid shipments going into Afghanistan. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News. Termez, Uzbekistan.